Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I like this show, man. Did y'all see that shit with Swanky Blue?
Who is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Swanky Blue.
Yeah, it's a rapper. You know, I be paying attention.
Oh, that Swifty Blue, yeah.
What, are they trying to diss niggas?
Well, yeah, he talking about penitentiary shit in the street.
He said,
knows, all the real guys really know that that's not how it goes. The street domestically, you straight, business straight, everything signed off on, and they about business, they make money.
He the one say he'll never sign a black artist?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he'll never sign a black artist, well, even though he say nigga and do basically black music.
So, nigga, you don't walk like us, talk like us, dress like us, but you won't break bread.
Who was
then he says,
where was it? What's it on?
The white boy, Kev. Yep. Backstage Kev or on stage. What's his name? Kev?
Kev on the stage?
No. How can I look it up?
Bootleg Kev?
Talking
about Bootleg Kev?
Bootleg Kev. There you go.
But how can I look his interview up?
Go to YouTube. Pull up Bootleg Kev and Swanky Blue.
But how do I get specifically to the part you're talking about? Swifty Blue or Swanky?
Swifty Blue.
Oh,
Swifty Blue, yeah.
Where he from? Where he from? Out here?
Yeah, yeah. Niggas don't know shit.
Where are you from? What hood?
No. Southside. Whoever, they could be on that nigga ass.
You think so?
Talking too much. I mean, even if they really felt that, nigga, you don't talk. But they don't feel that. You're young, nigga, and new, nigga. You know, he, yeah, right now, that sounds like a whole lot of proving and don't really know. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, nigga, you talk too much. Real niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hear that talk. And he start talking some politics and, like, dude, where they do that?
No, yeah.
Not behind no microphones.
And really,
nothing on camera. Y'all never ever hear about
man
all the pussy on the floor looking at the nigga.
Cameras are all good. Let me just project it up on the screen for you.
What's up, man? Y'all gonna have to switch in and out, man. They only got 5 mics.
Swifty.
We got another light. Does it look this dark on camera or what? Because it looks pretty dark on the. Bury up, bop, 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 bop. Swanky Blue, he sound ignorant as fuck.
Yeah, that's the word. Hey, one of the other things that I listen to is Blue Devil. I check Blue Devil out and his Southside too, but he more poised, he more seasoned, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my thing is gonna be racist. Don't pull back, nigga.
Right.
We already know what it is with essays. There's some that fuck with us and there's some that don't. I ain't trying to change that, nigga. But you don't see niggas out. I mean, it was one nigga trying to do mariachi, but you don't see droves of niggas trying to invade y'all shit, talking about don't fuck, you know what I mean? Come on, man. What y'all think this is, man? If you ain't figured out that these white motherfuckers is exploiting you too, you stupid motherfucker?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. What if it was a non-gangbanger?
How's that?
It's a little better. I got to. That one's better, yeah. Bury up, bop, 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 bop,
bop.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Let's roll. And that's crazy, dog. How the world hates niggas and we got all the motherfucking talent.
You know,
And we don't, they, still, we don't, keep it in house.
We don't be doing nothing to nobody, bro.
We be sharing it. We be like, oh, you,
most races have no reason to hate black people. Yeah. It just, they just, this is who everybody hating. You can't whoop us. You can't do, you can't out nothing us, but you hate us.
Yeah. I was down at Power 106 yesterday for that. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, fuck Power 106.
They came down. They
as
came
a staff,
on Sunday.
Working label one as a motherfucker.
But niggas
crew.
Is too niggas, man. It don't make no sense, bro. We be letting these motherfuckers. They utilize all our shit, my nigga. But got the nerve to hate us.
Yeah, man.
Them niggas owe me some Creed tickets.
Well, knock on my door and borrow sugar and fucking hate me at the same time.
And here's the closest part about it.
Talk about my storage container.
And here's the cool part about it. I remember when Cass was just coming to LA in the 80s when they didn't have the numbers, it's the nicest, got along well. The minute the numbers flipped in the 90s and they more than us,
it ain't even
all
a
of
number.
A sudden.
It's numbers, but it's COINTELPRO, my nigga. It's the same shit they did with the Black Panthers. It's the same thing they're doing with race relations. It's misinformation. It's pitting people against one another. And I got some of my best friends. Some of the motherfuckers that helped me the most in my life are Mexican.
Facts.
So when I be hearing all this hate and shit, I'm like, that come from the gangbang world. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about no gangbanger, black or Mexican. Unless it's my family, I want you to live as a human. Well, fuck family, it's on a human level. But if that's the politics you choose, don't bring that over here, nigga.
That shit. Yeah, that shit.
Don't go to no Laker games, nigga. Don't listen to Smokey Robinson,
Tupac.
Nigga. Stop wearing Jordans and dressing like us, nigga. If you hate niggas so much,
that shit come from that La Raza shit, you know, that old improving the race theory that they have out of Spain. They were like racism.
But the Spaniards don't even fuck with Mexicans like that.
Exactly.
They view them like they dirty and all that other shit. We got more love for Mexicans, black people in this country than the Spaniards do. A Mexican can't go to Spain and have status for being Mexican.
Hell no.
They view Mexicans like white people view us here.
And I
they
feel
can't
like
go to Spain and get a ball fade.
So what the fuck is all the hate for, nigga? If you hate Kobe, if you hate me, then you got to hate Kobe too, nigga. Stop wearing a jersey.
Yo. Easy E, too short.
You can't pick what's, you know, fuck all that, man. This shit is.
Yeah. Nah, but the closest thing to black is brown, you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Like,
man, nah, fuck that. The closest thing to black is black, nigga.
Yeah. Nah, I'm just
it
saying.
It ain't no
I'm
closest
just,
thing. Nigga.
I'm talking about as far as struggle and shit like that. As far as like being hated on and shit like that.
Ain't not in this country, it ain't shit close.
It ain't Glenn close.
It ain't shit close.
So white, I mean, I know they don't hate niggas equally as Mexicans, but I'm just saying as far as a more minority, my
I
nigga.
I think the red was worse
they'll
than
shoot
the,
at
than
a,
the brown.
They'll shoot a nigga just like they'll shoot a Mexican, my
who?
Nigga.
Here's who?
The cops, nigga.
No, he won't. Here's the thing about it, you gotta look at it.
Mexicans don't pose a threat to the system, my bad. Yeah. You don't ever see them fighting back against the system. You don't ever see them taking stances against systemic racism because the system has been giving them opportunities based on what they're willing to work for, which is basically nothing. Mm, you know what I'm saying?
It's a choice.
So basically our position in this country was taken from us and given to them, which is not their fault. Shit, if a motherfucker gonna put something in your lap, I respect it. Mm.
But is that position that we're fighting over, is it worthy? Like
nah,
you know
fuck
I mean?
That position.
You know, no, it is worth it. Here's the reason why. It starts, see, this is what black people don't understand. First of all, that whole color-coded thing, that was going on in Mexico and Spain long before it was going on here. Mm-hmm. They're better at color-coded racism than we are here in the United States. What's I that? Mean, they have black great-grandmothers that they don't even acknowledge.
They have a whole, you know, mulatto, I mean, system. They have a chart that had fucking sex. What you, if you're this dark, this is what you are. If you're Indian and black, this is what you're really? Called. If you're white and black, if you're French and black, like they don't fuck with
it's millions of Afro Latinos, dark skin Latinos that they don't fuck with, that don't qualify for certain jobs. And here's what we get messed up with when it comes down to it. They like our culture, but they don't mess with us. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. But and we think, oh, because they like our music, they like us. No, they like our music because it's dope.
Right.
They like Kobe because he's dope.
Right. But you know why, what I mean? But why don't they like us?
They don't like us because they see us as competition. Because in Mexico,
what is racism?
They don't like the dark-skinned people in Mexico.
Right.
So when they come here, they carry the same attitudes that they bring from their homeland.
Racism is the competition for wealth and resources between groups of people. So this dude actually is on cold for his people when it comes to racism. He's not wrong for his stance, but it's weird to me how you would participate in our culture and think you can exclude us.
Yeah.
Prison politics don't run what the fuck we got going on here in entertainment. This is ran by very wealthy Jewish people who can shut anybody down.
Anybody.
Nigga, anybody.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Can they hear us?
They can hear you fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
but yeah, that's what thing we got to realize that, you know, that they see it as a competition and they see us as competition, and we have to know that. Like, we see them as, okay, you're a brother in a struggle with me, but we look at the white folks differently. We as a black people, we go at the system all the time. They go at us, not their system. And that's something that we got to recognize. That's the difference. Like yesterday, I was at Power 106, third pull up that we had. We've been pulling up to Power 106, saying, how y'all playing all this black music, but y'all ain't got no black DJs.
And 1 second, we got to get this together, bro. Do you need to log out and log back in or what?
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything I can do about that, because I was testing the net speed earlier, and it was like a 2 megabit upload speed, which is not good at all.
Mm-hmm. Man, they got to get that together,
what
man.
What about the audio?
I've already talked to the bosses about it, so we'll hopefully next time we're on it.
Oh, man. But
I'll keep you updated on the situation.
Okay. But they can still hear us, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shit. You can hear us. Though. I don't know. Try to get something. But, like, yeah, we was at Power 106, and I heard people saying, why are you guys complaining about you guys need to own the station? Well, first of all, the Bill Clinton signed that away. You know what I mean? That you gotta have, if you have conglomerate money, you can't just be a basic millionaire on a radio station no more. You gotta have, like, you know what I mean? Second of all, you shouldn't have to, if you're playing our music, it shouldn't be much of an asset. Can at least half the DJs be us? We don't mind sharing, but we can't be nowhere in the picture. And then on top of that, other people don't have to own shit for them to be represented. White folks own all this shit. But they let if it's a Latino station, they let Latinos DJ their music. As they should. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But this station is owned by a white Cuban who don't even, like, Cubans don't even fuck with Mexicans at all. But you hire all Mexicans basically and don't hire none of us. We see two groups that don't fuck with each other come together to keep us out of jobs playing music that we created. That's fucked up.
I mean, it is fucked up, but the demographic in radio is like 60% Mexican in Southern California, was in Los Angeles County, LA County.
Even that, like, they don't require the Lakers to get Mexicans. At the end of the day, people like what's good. Whatever you put in, if you put it in front of them and it's good, people are gonna like it. Yes, that's the demographic, but this place has been having a 20-year straight decline in ratings. So the formula must not be working if every year you're getting less people listening to you now than it used to. Maybe put the sauce that created the mix back up in the mix. You might get a different result.
Right,
right.
I knew it was racist, dog, like on some real shit. Because, man, nigga, they owe me some Creed 2 tickets from like 2 years ago and shit like that. I be inboxing them and shit. They say the human resources is going to talk to me.
You want some tickets?
Nigga, yeah, I want some tickets. Nigga, I'm on Instagram still hitting them up, nigga, from 2 years ago. I'm like, you still ain't getting my Creed tickets, my nigga. I get some Disneyland tickets or something like that. That's a real thing, bro. Like, I'm like, do they do this to black people now? I'm like, damn, do they just do this to niggas? They don't give them their tickets when they win? Like, you feel what I'm saying?
So you sat on a hold for like 45 minutes to get through, and you were the answer. You were the seventh caller.
Nigga, I got on, nigga. I answered the question right and everything, nigga. These niggas got my inbox. Nigga, I got the messages right here, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You ever think the reason why the ratings are down is because they can't play to their audience?
Hold on. So this is still recording, though, right? Hey, engineer, this is still recording, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be able to take the recorded one and post it, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. Hey, for y'all, those of y'all watching, man, there's some issue with the internet. So if you can hear us and the video is playing slow, man, just stay in and fuck with us, man. I'll repost the one that's not so messed up, man. But go ahead.
Yeah, so if the staffing is all Mexican, and you say that the ratings go down, obviously the Mexicans, whatever, however way they got in there, they're in the position to be in the position. But if they're catering to it, they're playing black music, and the ratings down, obviously the people who want to listen are not listening. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they had the opportunity to play Mexican music, then all their listeners would listen in. But since they have to play
There's Mexican stations, nigga.
I know, but Power 106 is not a Mexican station. Yeah.
But yeah, nobody else but Mexicans gonna be listening to their music.
So what you're saying is they shouldn't play the most popular music worldwide. They have a leg up. They're playing the most popular music around the world. So
right.
That gives them a leg up over the other stations.
And then they had a black person build the station down there.
And then when Big Boy was there, everyone was listening. But when
exactly. So
y'all don't let him make his point. Give him 30 minutes so we can understand what he's talking
about. Well, we've had some non-black radio personalities that have done well. Theo. John London and the House Party, Theo, his boy,
Julio G.
Yeah.
They were still talking to the black community.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, that's the difference.
Man, that's when they did the
But the Mexican community, not as a whole, but I'm talking about, you know, the hood. You know, it depends on where you at. But as a whole, they don't understand white supremacy.
They don't
get it. They feel like they believe that they work harder than everybody narrative, which is a white supremacist narrative. Right. They believe all the bullshit. So when it comes to the real, like, hey, my Mexican brother, these motherfuckers hate both of us. They just telling you, you work hard so you won't come over here and talk to me about what the pay is.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's the reason why we ain't working, because 400 years of free labor, you know what I'm saying? That lets you know we not lazy.
Right.
But we got conscious.
And on top of that, you got to look at this, Otto. It's not like the Mexican population demanded this. They didn't come out and say, hey, we want all Mexican. That was a decision made by ownership.
True.
And ownership makes these kind of decisions because the whole point of racism is to exclude black people economically.
But you're participating in racism and perpetuating it if you know what you're doing is racist, but your personal benefit outweighs the moral aspect of it. So you're participating in it. So low-key, some may feel like, you know what I'm saying, hail Hitler too.
And you think these Mexican DJs are going to just say, you know what? What we're doing is wrong. I'm going to just not take this paycheck.
I didn't put it on DJ.
Anybody who's on staff.
I didn't put it on DJs, and I didn't put it on the citizens. I put it on the people who make the decisions. The people made decisions to take the black people out of radio and replace them with non-black people. Same thing going on with K-Jazz. You don't have no black DJs. We created jazz. You don't have no black DJs doing that. You got very few black DJs over at The Real. Very few with the wave. At the end of the day, all this shit is ours. So if black people said we should be, if the music is ours, we should be at least 70% of the DJs. Well, none of these motherfuckers have jobs.
It's not ours.
We're trying to sit here. No, it's ours as far as created. We created the movie.
Yeah, we created it.
But what I'm saying is this. If that's the kind of mentality that we had, we're still willing to share. Are we talking about something? Zero black DJs? This should be...
So then direct the energy to the Jewish owners who are running.
That's why we were at the... Were you listening?
I am.
Where did we put up to yesterday?
Craig said that. You put up to the radio station, but
the people who own it.
Yeah, but the people...
And the person that owns it is not a Jewish man. It's a white Cuban.
Okay, he's Cuban.
He's Latino.
He's Latino.
He's a white Cuban, but Cubans don't get along with Mexicans at all, except for when it comes time to just fuck with niggas. Outside of fucking with us, they don't get along.
He's the owner or he's running?
The owner.
Okay, the owner just care about the bottom line, the bottom dollar.
That's
talk about
true.
The guys, most of the time, the owners
they also care about control. Control, yeah, that's the part about white supremacy that black people understand. We think it's dollar's part of it, but the whole point of the dollar is to maintain control of the chessboard. And you maintain control. The reason why black people are getting gentrified out right now is not because of the people immigrating and taking the farm jobs. It's because their children now have the city jobs. Mm-hmm. They now have all the jobs that pay $100,000, $150,000 a year. That don't require you to be a college-educated genius.
Right.
You know what I mean? That'll pay you enough to afford a home within the city. We don't have those. When I used to drive around my city 20 years ago, I saw black people working for the Department of Water and Power, the electricians, the plumbers. I saw us having these type jobs, the DJs, those middle jobs that aren't professional, aren't labor class. In the last 20 years, we've been replaced at the DMV. Mm-hmm. We've been replaced at the county office, doing the school board and the school system. All those middle-paying jobs that don't require you to be a brain scientist, that pay enough money for you to live in a home, we don't get. You only see us as security guards and receptionists. Man.
Is that nepotism? Now, is that nepotism?
No, that's not nepotism.
Okay.
Because how can you be nepotism for a county job? No one owns a county.
But I'm saying if you're in a position, if there's black people in a position, then you're going
to
make sure.
How did those Latinos get the job? Usually a black person hired them into those jobs to begin with. We hire everybody.
But hold on. But that's system, again, because that's on purpose. That's a numbers thing. If it's 100 jobs and it's 100 million fucking Mexicans and fucking a million black people, that's the odds.
No, that's partial. That's one. But you also got to deal with it. We've all, anyone who's at the warehouse job know this. We've all been on those jobs to where you, the minute you get that Mexican supervisor and you black, you feel that heat down your neck. Everybody looking at you, motherfuckers are snitching on you, yeah, waiting for you to come in late. Every black person who's worked on a job with a Mexican supervisor has dealt with this. We got to stop playing. And act like that shit don't happen.
They don't feel. Yeah, they don't feel the other way around. Huh? You think Mexicans don't feel that intimidation from.
I'm not here for anybody's feelings.
Everybody's intimidated by niggas. Exactly. Mexicans do it as a defense mechanism, bro. We bigger, faster, stronger. Period. That's just what it is. That's why everybody has to stick together when they go against us, which is bullshit because niggas ain't against nobody.
Right.
But it seems like everybody's against us, man. It's the intimidation factor, dog. When I was coming up, I moved from a black area into an area that was more mixed but more predominantly Mexican. Bro, I remember fighting grown-ass men, 13, 14 years old. This motherfucker 21, 22, my size, though. And I got to fight this nigga. And I don't gangbang. I'm dribbling a motherfucking basketball.
Right, damn. I look at what happened at my grandparents' house. They lived off MLK. Back then, it was called Santa Barbara. It was off MLK and Trinity on the east side of L.A. It was still majority black through the 80s. When you get to the late 80s, and it got to be majority Mexican, the houses on that block got firebombed. And they were saying, spray paint, why don't you niggas get out of here? And they've been in that house since 1938. And that's the kind of shit, you don't see the opposite. So at the end of the day, we see what's going on, and the only reason why it's been able to exist is because we've been ignoring it. Because at the end of the day, we cool with Mexicans. Everybody in here got dope-ass Mexican friends. I mean, people that we love to this day, people that we never gonna throw back because we know on an individual level,
the they Mexican need a renaissance.
They cool as hell on an individual level. When we talking about culturally.
Mm-hmm. That community, now culturally they dope too, but the thing is the understanding of white supremacy and their place in society. White people have convinced them that they've outworked niggas to get their position.
Right.
That is the dumbest shit I've outworked us? They're not gonna call us lazy. They're gonna call the motherfuckers that don't want to do the work and hired us and them to do it.
Right.
I mean, they're gonna call us lazy, but not the motherfuckers who don't want to do the work.
And let's tell the real. Let me tell y'all, that's how they're talking about the world. We come and get the jobs you don't want. Finish your sentence. You get the jobs we don't want for those wages. When the New Deal hit and Roosevelt signed the New Deal, they purposely left out jobs that black people worked. Black people work service industry jobs and farm industry jobs. There's a reason why those jobs aren't held to federal minimum wage status, 8-hour work week, and all that stuff. Because when they signed that into law, they made sure to not include the jobs that black people had.
Duane, don't forget to be funny, nigga, because you're a comedian, too. Make these niggas laugh, man.
I'll make them laugh, spotty face.
Hey, well, there we go, you all right, fat spotty motherfucker. You information hog. The only nigga get a calorie out of a book.
You bleed cherry tomatoes, nigga. Fuck you.
You fat
I can't stand these Bart Simpson spotty face looking ass niggas. But what happened was, what we did was, we didn't get those jobs. And then when our parents' generation came along, we was like, we saw our parents go through this. Y'all gotta pay us. And then that's when they opened the border and allowed y'all to come.
I was talking
to labor.
Yeah, I agree. I was talking on the show last week that it's a difference between real and the truth. The truth can change. If you believe something is the truth, if you believe a certain man was your daddy or a bitch loved you and you that was your truth, and then you learn some information, like that's not your daddy, or the bitch been cheating, it can change. But what's real is not going to change.
Right.
And what's real is the fact that we have been disenfranchised and black people don't understand the competition that's being played to keep us to the left. That's the bottom line. It's look, bro, our position was given to another working class that just happens to be Mexican.
Right.
It ain't a problem with Mexicans.
Yeah.
The position that they filled was given to them, and the propaganda is why wouldn't you believe you a better motherfucker and work harder if it's putting food on your table, money in your pocket, and feeding your brothers and sisters and your cousins and shit?
I think the key thing you said was is that we as people don't understand that there's a competition, what the competition is, and how to properly participate, you know, and that's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand what's going on in order to take a active role or, you know, a conducive role to the betterment of it. So motherfuckers got to really know. We have to talk to ourselves. We have to talk to each other. We have to communicate. We have to educate each other, because that is going to be the biggest weapon and tool we have right there. No need to keep talking about motherfuckers on top of us stepping on us and, you know.
They're trying to use them to get rid of us, man.
Yeah.
So, do you,
that's what it is. It, you feel what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not going to happen.
Right.
It, look, my Mexican brothers and sisters, niggas ain't going nowhere. We was the first people on the planet, and we're going to be the last motherfuckers on the planet. We're not going nowhere.
Get down or lay
but
down.
Do you guys think niggas are just always at the bottom? Are we always fighting for the second and last bottom spot? Like, niggas haven't evolved past, you know what I mean, maybe to be number two or three on the list on the totem pole from whites, Jews to Asians?
It ain't no bottom. That's what I'm saying. You talking about the bottom. That, you talking about employment. If we was practicing racism correctly, the competition for wealth and resources, it don't matter. It ain't no bottom.
So then,
if we did business with ourselves and held each other accountable within the community and say, hey, man, you just bought four pair of J's from that Armenian nigga. When the last time you been over here and bought something?
Right.
You can't even do that with niggas.
Even when we,
my bad.
I said, but even when we were, see, this is the thing. The white supremacy of the world is white and non-white. That's all it. You know, white and non-white.
I understand.
These other people are non-white, but they get brought in as buffer classes. And they brought in, when you talk about Asians, Latinos, whatever, they're brought in as buffer classes. So when it comes to answer your question as far as can we get to second and third, no.
Never. Because the whole point of the system,
because when it comes, we have to eradicate the system. Because we've only been on the bottom for about 400 years. Shit, it ain't been that long.
You don't think we ain't got evolved?
And we're all going
to, everybody's at the bottom.
Everybody, if you're not an Anglo-Saxon, white male Protestant, you're at the bottom.
Period. Even if you got $1 million in the bank, you're still at the bottom. You don't understand
you
that?
I understand, but it's like, oh, it's always niggas arguing with somebody else about being on the bottom. You know what I mean?
I'm saying
like everybody else is not down there. It's always blacks and Mexicans, or today is blacks and Filipinos,
The argument is, what Craig said earlier, why don't you motherfuckers get out the way so we can work at the people that's really fucking us all over? But you motherfuckers, because you get, what happens is when other groups are brought in, they get an elevated status. They come from a place where they didn't have a certain status. They get to come here and get that status as long as they direct their nonsense towards us. And all we saying is, get the fuck out the way so we can go to the people who's really oppressing us all. But they set up buffer classes that get in the way of that.
I get that. I mean, we can't get past that glass. We haven't got past that glass for 400 years. Have made no.
We just stop every time we fight.
I personally think it's too late.
You do?
I think they'll burn this motherfucker down before it's any equality on a major level.
I agree with that. That'll happen.
I believe that's what's gonna have to happen.
That's what's gonna have to happen.
Because before, I don't think there's no political changes that we can make, no adjustments. This is so fucked up that you gotta scrap this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter how tall you build a shitty building with a terrible foundation, you can talk about how high it is all day. It's trash. You don't got a good foundation, it's trash.
America,
and we all know what our America's foundation is.
Yeah.
And it's trash. We know what this country was founded upon. We know its principles. It's trash. So either we get with it.
America's a debt farm.
So it's going to take
That's all it is a debt farm. I personally believe that whoever the motherfuckers at the top is, they just using this to sell debt. And at some point, they just going to be whoever we owe, they're going to be like, fuck you. You can have this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And this is a slavery colony. You're right. It is going to have to eradicate. But at the end of the day, who better to survive a burning down of an ending of a nation than us?
Yeah,
I mean, we are like the term Phoenix, the Phoenix Moors, the Phoenicians. Mm-hmm. That literally means rise from the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can show time and time again throughout history where civilizations were burned down, and then the people that we call black today were the ones that rebuilt it. I'm fine with that.
For the people who listen, man, we just dove all off into race relations and all this shit. it initiated, we started talking about the boy Shitty Blue. Not Shitty Blue.
Doodle?
Nifty. Swifty.
Swifty. He didn't call him Shitty Blue. Damn, Swifty.
Whatever. Yeah. Cornball said that he would never sign to a black label or
sign a black artist.
You know, sign to a black artist, which is the dumbest shit in the world, you know, because, you know, his claim was based on complete racism. You know, they black, we brown, we got different agendas. Motherfucker, whoever you sign, who do you think is running it? Right. You ain't a motherfucking Mexican. Mm-hmm. So you've been in over for somebody. You know, when it comes down to it, it don't really matter. You know, and, you know, he started citing prison rules and blah, blah, blah. Nigga, this is a different prison when you out here. I mean, I agree, it's some form of captivity, but it's totally different than behind the walls. You know what I mean?
Right. Niggas get killed by their own kind all the time. Look at Selena and her hairdresser. You feel what I'm saying? Right.
Like, yeah, and it's
like, you don't have to be a different race just to get
slandered. I mean, look at us. We 6ix9ine, we put 6ix9ine on. Mexicans didn't put him on.
Right.
Niggas put him on. You got the nerve to say you don't fuck with niggas in music. Nigga, it ain't never been a Mexican mariachi singer as popular as 6ix9ine is as a rapper. Yeah. So how you going, the shit makes no sense. Swifty Blue, you got to think about what you're talking about, bro. You know what I'm saying? The shit y'all do ain't global.
Right.
The mariachi shit, that ain't global. You doing nigga music because it's global. Ain't nobody fucking with mariachi in Spain. Right. Well, they might be fucking with it in Spain.
Unless they collabing with Snoop Dogg.
Or, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on, bro. If we gonna be brothers, let's really be brothers. Right now, you just being a hater.
He been ignorant.
You being a motherfucking hater. Just say I'm gonna be a hater. Right. I got my ass whooped by a few niggas growing up. Where I live at, my hood is beefing with a black hood, so that's why I'm on this. I get shit like that.
I can respect that
because the gang shit is different. If you went from a Mexican hood and you beefing with a black hood, I don't expect you to like niggas. But you still human.
Right.
And you still got cousins that squares like us.
Yeah.
So you don't want niggas targeting your family that don't get down how you get down.
Right.
You know, that's another thing I want to talk about in the community. When it be gang beefs, sometimes the Latino gangs target regular niggas.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep that shit in the gangbang world.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's real.
All the time.
Keep that shit in the gangbang world. The nigga that's a crossing guard or the basketball player at the local junior college ain't got shit to do with your beef with a Crip or a Blood. Everybody ain't living like that out here.
Yeah. But you know, when I see it, it was him doing what we talked about earlier. It was him practicing cooperative economics with his group, which is what every group tends to do. Like the Asians come into the black hair care industry and then they seal it off. And you know what I mean? That's what people do. And that's just something that us as a people, we got to be more aware of when it comes to our economics. Right. We need to do that more. Now, will his business model work? Probably not. You know what I mean? But no, he's going to have to fail and find that out on his own. It just shows us how the world views us and how people see us. And
my Mexican brothers and sisters, you can't like Kobe and not like me, man. This shit don't make sense, dog. And I love y'all, but it don't make sense. You can't pull up bumping Smokey Robinson and you don't like me, nigga. Keep that shit between who you and whatever the specific gang or black person that you got a beef with.
Right.
But you can't be banging our shit, supporting our athletes, and then say your neighbor ain't shit.
He said that maybe it's because they hot now, we fucking with them or we want to sign them. And I agree with that to a degree because the early Mexican rap, the early Chicano, that shit was garbage.
Yeah, it was.
That shit was trash. Nobody was fucking with it.
You didn't fuck with Kid Frost?
And Too Deep.
Nobody was fucking with it. That early shit was trash. And
Too Deep was fire, though.
And Too Deep was fire as a motherfucker. It was a few fire. But they understood.
Lighter Shade of Brown?
The average person didn't even know that In Too Deep wasn't black.
Hey, no, that's facts.
You have to look them up. You have to know who they were. You know, so, and the same with this shitty Blue. This dude, he dressed just like us. He talked like us. Hear his music. He said, his interviewer asked him, "Have you done any songs? You do songs with blacks?" He was like, "Yeah, I got a couple of songs. That's dumb as a motherfucker."
He's trying to get that clout off him.
You know, he'd probably be around some ignorant ass niggas who don't know shit. Because I'd have been around a few niggas that people respect, and I hear them allow other races to be disrespectful,
right?
Thinking it's cool because that's your homie,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And not even knowing that when you allow somebody that ain't black to call you a nigga or anything, nigga, they know what they doing.
Man.
They looking at you like you a weak nigga.
Right. They know.
They know what they doing, bro. A motherfucker know when they being disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
And here's the funny part about it. Like, all right, yeah, y'all rapping, but like, it's not only are y'all using the music, you're not even using your own lingo. You're not using the way you walk natively. You're not using your native dress, your native anything. It's like the best, the more you can sound like us, the better you appeal to your people. Right. So it's a whole schizophrenic thing going on with this whole racism thing.
Weird.
It's real schizophrenic. And it's an identity crisis. Yeah, they haven't, like, look, the Latino community hasn't had that moment yet.
But
where they got to look in the mirror.
That's another phrase I hate because that's bullshit, Latino community. Mexicans, Puerto Ricans,
they way different.
They too different, so, bro.
That's real talk.
It ain't even
the
same fucking culture, my dude.
Right.
Way
Dominicans
different.
Is different. All that shit is different.
Can't just group everybody.
All you saying is I'm not a nigga.
Right.
That when you say Latino, you trying to say I'm not a nigga. I'm not an American nigga.
I speak
but
Spanish.
I'm not white, but I'm not an American nigga.
Right.
Why do you have to say that? Because you understand our struggle. And you don't want to be lumped into that because you understand the perception that the country has of us. So you're trying to escape niggerdom, but participate in nigger shit at the same time.
Right. I think it goes back to us. We really got to put our motherfucking foot down. We got to stop, you know, like Duane said, we hire everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's because we used to, we know what it's like, you know, on the low, the low end of the totem pole, and we know what that feeling is. That's why we can be cool with just anybody. You know what I mean?
And you got to understand why you cool with it. You cool with it because you're aware of the bullshit we go through,
right.
And you envy the fact that we still come out on top.
Absolutely.
Chest poked out, head up.
Mm-hmm. Real talk.
Period. If you gangbang and you an essay, you done been in fights and riots on the yard where you outnumber niggas, and 10 niggas kept y'all off of them. So you respect us on the low, and we respect you, but you got to pull the wool from over your eyes, bro. Why are you incarcerated? You think it's because you a tough motherfucker? You cargo.
Straight up.
You a fucking slave. The Constitution says you are free except if duly convicted of a crime. It don't say if you Mexican. It don't say none of that. It says duly convicted of a crime. That means everybody who has been convicted by a court or in the court of law is a slave, nigga.
Right.
You fighting over scraps, dog.
And here's a game that they play. It's like they play native when it comes to their ties to the land.
Mm-hmm.
They play black when it comes to how they move, walk, and their culture. But they put white on their driver's license.
And I can't even say they, bro. I got it because
I'm talking about 80%.
Well, no. Because we live in Southern 80%. California. But Northern California is different.
Yeah, totally different.
Southern California is definitely ran by prison politics.
Right.
And they are definitely, fully invested in it because their whole power structure was established and taught to them by Italian mob bosses. You feel me? That's why they got the whole you got to be from Mexico to get into the shit and all that. So I don't fault them for it. It's a game that they plan. And I get why they playing it, but northern Mexicans and southern Mexicans, the culture is completely different.
It's completely different. But I always say check the driver's license because, like, you know, the census say like upwards of 80% identify as white. And so, but when they come around us, oh, I can say nigga, you know what I mean? I can act, talk, we all the same, we are from the ghetto. And stop that shit. Being from the ghetto don't mean shit. Like, yo, we all from the same place. Now, all of us got dumped in ghettos. Wasn't nobody born to say, hey, I want to live in the projects. God put me in the projects. Projects where niggas got dumped to after World War. Stop all that shit, man. Have cultural pride in what y'all do. Y'all got a dope culture. Y'all come from dope. It's a lot of dope Mexicans out there. Yeah. Acknowledge y'all black Mexicans that got y'all freedom, Gaspar, Yanger. Acknowledge the people that got y'all what y'all got. Your grandmama, that's a abuela, acknowledge her and just love who you are and then fuck all this other fighting us. We ain't your problem.
Right. I love Mexicans.
Man. Well, Vicente Guerrero is the second president of Mexico.
And
he
is
black, but he was assassinated.
Wow.
You know, you're talking about Yanga, Mexico, which is the first free city on the continent of North America, of I don't know if he was a prince or a warrior.
Gaston?
But, I know it's called Yanga, Mexico. Okay. Oh,
yeah,
Yanga. City.
Yeah, Gaston Yanga.
Yeah. So that was in 1609.
He was the one that freed them from Spain. He was the first one that freed them from Spain.
Yeah.
And then Vicente, he abolished slavery. He ended slavery in Mexico. Yeah. And the light-skinned Mexicans killed his black ass. Oh, are you into slavery?
Yeah. But it ain't never going to stop, man, because it's worse. It's worse where they come from.
Yeah.
So all they know, you know what I mean?
It's going to take a major catastrophe
for them.
Yeah. It's take a major catastrophe for everything, just a hard reset, and everybody going kumbaya. Yeah. Come
Craig don't have a kneecap. Y'all see that? Craig ain't got a left kneecap. He just got a birthmark where his knee should be.
Oh, that boy crazy.
School of the real, man. You know what I'm saying?
The school of the real.
Yeah, real. We were just talking real shit, because that's not only important for us to educate ourselves, but I think it's good that the other groups out here educate themselves too, so they can make a conscious decision when they want to do some bullshit. You
so
know
there's 10 different type of lies, right? Uh-huh. And you know, I'm trying to figure out which type of lie our Mexican brothers and sisters have become the victim of due to white supremacy. You got errors, which is a motherfucker making a mistake. You know, they may get some information that they don't know is false.
Right.
And they may regurgitate it in error. Mm. You have omissions. Omission is the deceptive tactic where someone tells another person a partial truth, leaving out the most crucial and pertinent information.
Omission is what
sounds like a ding 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 to me.
Omission.
You got denial. Denial occurs when someone tells another or themselves that they don't know the truth.
That's what's gonna happen after we tell them omissions is what they up under.
Man. Falsification. Falsification is falsifying information in the term used to describe a lie or a story which occurs in an attempt to get more attention or sympathy. Mm-hmm. Misinterpretation. Misinterpretation is when someone misinterprets something that occurred and shares this information with others. That's some common shit right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Bold-faced lie. A bold-faced lie happens when someone tells a lie that everyone knows is a lie. It's very rare sometimes we all know a motherfucking lying, but most of the time you don't say shit.
Yeah, you're right. Usually you just kind of sit back and everybody look at each other like.
Yeah. You catch a nigga in a bold-faced lie, they'll lose their life over defending that lie.
I think that's why most people don't say shit. I'm just learning that my damn self that just, because the real motherfuckers, you know, we talked about on one of the shows too, man, niggas quietly cut you off. Niggas will quietly dismiss you and label you as a liar too. Still smiling. Yeah.
But it's crazy when the truth is too good. You got to be a liar to most motherfuckers.
Yeah, that too.
Nigga, I done told some truth where niggas don't believe what I'm saying. They think I'm fibbing.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, you can think
it's unreal. Like, that's not possible. That couldn't happen. Well,
okay.
You have to be there to see it.
You don't think it can happen because it's me and you think you're better than me. So you don't think that I should be capable of anything greater than you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigga be, that's what it really be, nigga. I think I'm better than you, nigga, and you supposed to be where I think you should be at.
Have you ever ran into somebody you was telling about your success or a story or something, and then they capitalize with better than that, and they go off and tell you what they talking about or what they experienced?
You talking about online?
No, I'm just talking about in general, like a nigga you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
You tell them what you won, yeah, and then they want to say, instead of saying you won, or better than that,
So, nigga, like, I ate two chicken nuggets. Like, nah, fuck that, nigga, I had a whole chicken.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you got those niggas, too, that nigga, just, you know what I mean, always want to be the top shots in every, you know, conversation.
Yeah.
A success story, you know what I mean? I feel like that's a lot of hate. They do a lot of talking more than they actually do work.
Damn. I got on this new podcast. Well, I was on a radio show.
Yeah, you feel me?
But that's a fine line, too, because, like, we're supposed to share information with each other.
Straight the fuck up.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that goes back to that niggas thinking your truth is a lie. Because if you tell me, hey, I saw Denzel Washington walking down the street yesterday.
Right.
And I just came from his house hanging out with the nigga. Uh-huh. You gonna think, oh, this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's why you really gotta watch the psyche of those who you fuck with, because it's like, if I can't tell you the truth, then what the fuck is you here for? You know what I mean? Like, can you be around motherfuckers that you can't tell the truth to?
No, not for long.
Hell no.
It's a fine line because it's also how you say it. If like going back to the example Show gave, if you said I was on a podcast, the person was like, oh, that's cool. That's some dope shit. What podcast are you on? And then come back, hey, yo, I just did this radio show. That's one thing.
You're right.
It's just
right.
when they come in and just cap, like whatever you said, just slap it out the way. I did this. That's where it is. But again, what you just said, if someone say I saw Denzel walking down the street last week, at that point, you see how excited they are, you may not want to tell them I just came from his house in that moment because right. You know that they may feel a certain way about it. Right.
But what, I got to study this. What is it in the human brain where it doesn't want certain things to be true? You know, like instead of just experiencing something and then it just happens and that's what it is, like something in some people's psyche when it comes from other people, depending on who the person is, sometimes motherfuckers just don't want shit to be true, and that's what they be mad
about. Cognitive dissonance, cognitive dissonance, cognitive dissonance. These are people who, whether you know it or not, they've already defined you in their mind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You thinking y'all cool or what, woomty-wamp, but they see you, they see I've done this and you've done that. So,
but that's what.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.